Okay, this is our last year in Geirus, and after Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, we'll start Ishus, which will be a relatively short limud because we're going to run out of time pretty quickly. We'll talk today first about the topic of Hachana as part of Geirus. So take a look, if you have your Gemara Yevamos and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and I realize I forgot to send you out Mar Mekamos on this year, my apologies, we'll do it together. Take a look at the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing Havchana in other contexts, but the Gemara has a Memra in the middle here. We'll jump in the middle. Misiv Rava, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 lines down. Lefikach, Ger v'giores, Tzrichin lahamtim gimel chadashim. So if you have a Ger and a Gioris who are converting together, you have a Mr. Jones and Mrs. Jones are converted together as one happy family. So once they convert, they have to separate for 90 days. Hachamai lahachanika. Hachanami ika lahachim in zera shenizra bekedusha. Lezera shenizra shalon izra bekedusha. So Gemara says, the reason for the requirement of Havchana, the reason if you have a Ger and Gioris that convert together, they have to wait for 90 days after the conversion before they can get married, is because we want to differentiate between Zerah Shenizra B'Kedusha, Zerah Shenizra Shalom B'Kedusha. We want to know, should she become pregnant, whether that baby was conceived prior to the Geirus or subsequent to the Geirus, and that's why there's a requirement of Havchana. Okay, now take a look back at the Gemara on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph has the following Machlokes Tanayim, quoted in the Brice about 15 lines down, the middle of the line. Titania, Hagiores v'hashbuya v'hashifcha, Sheniftu v'sheneshacharu v'sheneskayru v'sheneshacharu, Tzvicha v'hamtin gimel chadoshim div Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe Yehuda, if you have Gioros shbuya shifcha, whose status has changed from a non-Jew to a Jew, from a captive to a free woman, from a shivcha to a mishukreres. In those situations, Rebbe Yehuda says, you require havchana. Rebbe Yossi, materially aris v'lina simiyat. Rebbe Yossi says, no, there's no such restriction. Amar Rabba, my time is Rebbe Yossi, kasavar isha mizana mishameshes b'moch kidei shelo tesaber. So Yossi says, a woman who's mezana will typically use a contraceptive to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. So we're not worried that a shvuya or a shivcha or a giores who now changes her status would have become pregnant in their prior status because she presumably would have used a contraceptive. So there's no requirement of havchana. Okay, Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yehuda says, in these situations, there's an across-the-board requirement of Havchana, and in order to clarify the status of a potential baby. And Rebbe Yossi says, no concern here, because these women would be Mishamesh Es B'moch. Okay, so Tosos here is bothered. Tav Tosos, Dibur Masul Chutz Migiyores. Dibur Gemar? There's a small shas in my office. When you Yevamos. Take it, Yevamos, yeah. There are Laman Hayim and Aleph. Tav Tosas Chutz Megiyaris Shechem Mishachvaris Gedola. So Tosas has V'hadetanya B'cholet Zegemar. We started with Lefikach ger v'giyareth tzvichin lahantim shlosha chadashim k'rebi huda asya. The chayish shema lo nishapcha yafa yafa. So Tosfos is implicitly bothered. The other Rishonim asked the question more explicitly that the way the Rush frames the question in Siman Yud here, the other Rishonim, is in Klali Apsak, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, we usually pass on like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis that says there's a requirement of a Chana for Ger V'Giyores sounds like it's like Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Yossi says no such requirement because we assume a woman would be Mishamesh Es B'moch. Right, that's the assumption of Tosis is, that's the implicit kasha of Tosis addressing. So Tosis first says, no, in a Chanami, that Gemara is going according to Rabbi Huda. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there would be no requirement for a moch, no requirement for Avchana in any gay situation. But then Tosis has two other jurisdictions. Inami, Afilak Rabbi Yossi, no, that Gemara, Membeis, has nothing to do with Armachlokas. Vachi Kamar. Lefikach ger v'giyares tzvichin lahamtim im yadua shenivala v'lo nishapcha. So Tosfos says, no, that Rav Yossi agrees if we know that they had relations together without a moch, so then Rav Yossi would agree there is a requirement of avchana. The Oda Mari, d'yesh l'chalek, d'lo mintra nafsha klal k'shem iskayeres im baila. So it makes sense to say that a woman who's mizana uses a contraceptive. But if you have Mr. and Mrs. Jones who are converting together, so they were a happily married non-Jewish couple, why would they use a contraceptive? So presumably there's no moch, and therefore you would require, everyone would agree, you would require havchan in that situation. Kevin shekol azer me'osa ish, vein choshesh tzahavka mizar shenizah mibayilu zeh b'kedusha, L'shelo Nizra
B'Kedusha. They generally convert in less than 3 months back then.
Say it again?
They generally convert in less than 3 months.
What do you mean?
If they convert, it takes a long time. It does now, like a year.
And therefore?
They don't want to have a child that's not Jewish.
Why not?
For the same
They'll convert reason. Their child when they convert themselves. Okay, so the final Teresa Tosos is that, no, there's a fundamental difference between the context of Daf Mem Aleph and the context here. The context of Daf Mem Beis is where you have Ger v'Geros converting together. So there, they were living as a happily married non-Jewish couple. There's no reason to believe they would have used a moch, and therefore you require a chana lehafka mitzarish neiz v'kedusha lezarish neiz v'shalav v'kedusha. But another situation where there is a concern of znus, then a chana would be required. Okay. So that's Tosfos over here. And the Rush is bothered by this Kasha as well in Siman Yud. The Rush says like this. Chazina lemixas ribuasa de pasku b'hal hilchas like Rabbi Huda. So some of the early Rishonim passing like Rabbi Huda that you require of chan in the cases on Daf Lamed Hay. V'anon lo yadina mehecha gemiri laha piska. Where do they get that from? The kaim of the Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, alach Rabbi Yossi. Klali apsach vishu pasku Rabbi Yossi. L'masnis in the mafrishin asangim l'chadash shemein l'aviraya. L'Rabbi Huda, the afil Rabbi Yossi mod about the time of Rabbi Yossi mishim the ishim b'zayim b'sapechas. Hamas nisin de lav nusu, dokinda behuch lefu. So, where there's no znus, so then everyone agrees you require a chana, but that's not our case. So I'm skipping a little. Varazaza, the balamor kasav, kemen de machmerin an kule hai bav chana. Since in general we have an orientation to be machmer when it comes to avchana, de psigna keremeyer de akar vizakain of a shayna ruya lele tzvichin lahamtin, in the context of the avchana for a grusha, which is more chamer than the avchana for a gyores, but when it comes to the standard avchana, the avchana for grusha, so there we have a strong low plug that we pass in that even a woman who there's no reason to believe is capable of becoming pregnant, a woman who's postmenopausal, or a woman who is infertile, Still, there's a requirement of Avchana over there, so we tend to be machmer across the board when it comes to Avchana matters. So therefore, we are machmir here. So just like over there, we pass like Rameh or against Rabbi Yehuda that there's a low plug. Here as well, we pass in against Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is too makel, that or the orientation when it comes to Avchana is to be machmir. That's what the Rush quotes from the Balamor. So how is this all quoted lehalacha? This appears both in Hilchos Geirus and in the beginning of Evan Ezra. In Hilchos Geirus, Simen Reis Samathes, Sivtes. Reis Samathes, Tes. Gerish and Iskayer of the Ishto Imo. So in that case on Membeis, where you have the non-Jewish couple converting together, Tzrikim Lifosh Zem Yizeh Shlosha Chadash, and they have to have Avchana, L'Havchim Yizeresh and Yizra Kedusha, L'Zeresh and Yizra Shelo B'Kedusha. Okay? And that's quoted as well in Eben Ezra, Simen Yud Gimel Se'if Hei. Yud Gimel Hei. Shivcha v'giyores, shahayu nesuas lebalin v'giyusan, ubabdusan, v'niskayu v'nishtacharu, tzvichos ahamtim, afilu ger v'ishto, sheniskayu, mafrisham asam tzadiyom, kidei lahafka mizera shenizra v'kedusha, lezera shenizra shalo v'kedusha. So what's that first case? Giyores, Shivcha of Giyores, Hayu Nesuas Lebalim B'Giyusan. They were married B'Giyusan. So the Rambam doesn't exactly say that. The Rambam, Paragid Aleph, Gerishin Alacha Kaf Aleph, writes the following. The Rambam Yud Aleph Kaf Aleph. Shivcha shenishtachru of Giyorish and Iskayru mamtina tishem yom. Afilu ger v'ishto shenishtachru mafrishin asan tishem yom kidei lahafka min zereshin ezer b'kdusha v'zereshin ezer shelo b'kdusha. The Rambam has two cases. The first is Giyorish and Iskayru, period. And the second is ger v'ishto. So ger v'ishto, that's the Gemara in Membeis. What's the case of Giyorish and Iskayru, period? The Magen Mishnah says that's not what it means. You read the Rambam literally, it sounds like any Giyoreth that converts, even a single woman. And the Magen Mishnah says, Perish Divrei Rabbeinu Heim B'Shivcha V'Giyoreth Sheyin Nesuas Lebalim B'Giyusan U'Bavdusa. No, we're talking about where they were married before. Ha'afachi Einem Tzvicha V'Hamtin She'afavi Sheheim B'Cheskes Mizanos. And even though we presume that even a single non-Jewish woman would be Mizana, Isha Mizana B'Shemeres Atzma Shelot Tisaber. Ukrev Yossi, Tamar Hachi, Kvashi Sparber Samach, Das Rabbeinu. The Magen Mishnah says, no, the Rambam is passing like Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda, the way Tosus in the second and third day assumes that there's no steer in Sugyas. That we do pass like Rav Yossi that in a standard case of Znus, then a woman would be Meshamesh Esbemoch. And the only case where there's a requirement of Havchana is where there's a context in which she wouldn't use a moch, where she's already nesua. So that's how the Magen Mishnah interprets the Rambam, and that's reflected in the Mechaber here, who wrote, Shivcha v'giyores shayu nesua slabalim. That's where you require your Havchana. There is a Radvaz that the Pesach Shuvah quotes, who assumes that a Penuya does require Avchana, but most assume not that way. Now, the Chalkas Mechoke comments here in Actually, before we get to the Chalkas Mechokek, in the Otar Poskim on Evan Ezer, there in Simon Yud Gimel, in Sivkat and Kaf Gimel, he quotes from the Tshuvas Beis Av, who's the Rav in Manchester, I believe, and others, that if you have a Gioras who's not technically married, but we believe that she was involved in a romantic relationship with a Jew, let's say, that she was presumed or suspected to have been Mizana prior to the Geiras, so there some poskim say that you do require Havchana. The number one, if you assume like the Radvaz, that any Gioras requires Havchana, so fine. But even if you don't assume like the Radvaz, even if you have a Pnuya who you don't have particular knowledge is involved in any relationship, doesn't require Havchana. But here, the original reason the Gemara Membe is of the Hachim is Zereshin Ezer B'Kedusha, Zereshin Ezer Shalom B'Kedusha, applies this as well, even though they weren't married per se, but if you suspect a relationship with a Jew, so there also you need to know whether if she were to become pregnant, that was a Zereshin Ezer B'Kedusha or a Zereshin Ezer Shalom B'Kedusha, and therefore, Poskim say, then in that situation you would require Havchana. There is a comment that the Mishnah Lamelech has in this Rambam here, Yud Aleph Kaf Aleph. It's not the Mishnah Lamelech's own comment. It's in brackets from Mahara Rosanis. That's the... Who is that? Drawing a blank. He goes here, Maisa Vali Adena Begir Vigiorish in Iskairim. Vahaisa Ishto Muberes Heimenu Bigiusa. So there is a Mr. and Mrs. Jones converted together, and Mrs. Jones was already pregnant at the time of the conversion. Vinistapachnu Imsricha Isha Lahantim Gimel Chachay Hamtana Dumi Diktana Varusa. So there, do we say that the requirement of Havchana by Geirus is the same as it is by Geirushim? When it comes to Geirushim, we paskin that there's an absolute low plug. So even if a woman is incapable of having children, you still have to wait 90 days in order to remarry after a get. So do we have the same low plug in a situation of Geirus where there's no concern of because we know that she's already pregnant before the Geiris. So do we still say there's a low plug when it comes to Geiris? So hold on to that Mishnah Melech for a second. Chalkas Mechokek asks that question here in Simen Yud Gimel Sifkat and Dalet. He points out the Mechaber doesn't address it. Lo bir imhem ketanos ozakenos igaz rinan kamal gabi salalot. So the Chalkas Mechokek just notes that it's not clear in Shulchan Aruch whether you have that same low plug. Do we require Havchana where there's no concern in that particular case of Lahafim bin Zereshin Izra B'Kedusha with Zereshin Izra Shalom B'Kedusha? So back to the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech says, the Ghost Mishnah Lamelech, Uludidi Chazili Deino Sricha, that you don't require Havchana in that case where she's already pregnant at the time of the Geiris. The Kol Dover Deleka LeMechash Mishum Hi Gufa Dumya DeGer V'Giores DeIka LeMechash Shemu Muberesi V'Asili De Takala B'ha Hu DeMasruchina LaHamtin Aval B'Makam Del Nafik Mina Chorva Lo Gazrina Dumya DeKtana DeAlma DeMilsa LeShriach LeGazru Lo Gazrina. He says, no, the only time that you require Havchana is where you have that original concern of needing to know the identity of the Zera. But otherwise, there's no requirement of Havchana. And don't be bothered that maybe if you're Mekel on Havchana here, then you'll be Mekel on the standard, the more Chamer Havchana by Yerusha. To not say low plug over there, that we're not worried about. It's not the same kind of Havchana. We're not talking about Havchana after a get or before, after a get. We're talking about Havchana in the case of Geiris. that's different enough that you wouldn't come to confuse one with the other. So the Gof Mishnah Melech is inclined to say that if you have a woman who's Mu Beres, there's no requirement for Havchana. The Dagal Mirvava, here in Reish Samech Tes, in Hilchos Geiris, writes as follows. V'im he's the Kena ein Tzrich Hafrasha. That if the woman is postmenopausal, so then we're not concerned that she's going to become pregnant, so there's no concern of lehafkam in teresh nizah b'kedusha, lezeresh nizah shelo b'kedusha, so then you don't require avchana. The av shechalkas mechalke b'sifkat nedal nistavik b'zeh, even though the chalkas mechalke himself he just saw wasn't sure. Haynu b'nisgai rahi v'niseis acher kach la'acher. U'bazeh yesh lomar shedino kamo b'Yisrael. So maybe the Dagal Mirvav is only concerned when it comes to a woman who, let's say, was married to Mr. Jones, and now that she converts, she doesn't want to stay married to him anymore, and she wants to go and marry Mr. Schwartz. So there, maybe even if she's a Mesulekas Dabin, we have to be concerned about Avchana. Aval b'nisgai rishneim v'nishar miyachad d'lo mishkachas kayotze b'zeh b'Yisrael ein tzar chafrasha. So that d'lo mishkachas kayotze b'Yisrael means that the case of ger v'gerosh and nisgai b'yachad and then they stay married, there's no analogous case of hafchana by Jews where you might come to confuse it to. In the case where the Joneses convert together and Mrs. Jones had enough of Mr. Jones and wants to marry Mr. Schwartz, so there, that's more analogous to the standard case of Avchana, where you have a Jewish woman who's married to one guy, gets divorced, and now wants to marry another guy, you have to wait 90 days. So there you may come to confuse the two. But in a case where they're converting together and remaining married, so that's not analogous to any standard case of Avchana we have among Jews, and therefore the low plug doesn't apply. And if a woman is a Misalekas Damim, so just like the Mishnah Melech here said by Muberes, you could be Mekel, the Dagal Mirvava says by Misalekas Damim, Mesakena, you could be Mekel as well. Not to require Avchana. Okay, Ramosha has a tshuva. Evan Ezra Chelik Beis Simen Hey. Evan Ezra Chelik Beis Simen Hey. What about a case, I mean, if you accept the Dagal Mirvava that a Musalekas Damim doesn't require Avchana and your Mekel that a Muberes doesn't require Avchana? What about a woman who's Pirsanida? So she's Pirsanida right before she's ready to be Megayer. So there's no concern that she's pregnant. If she was pregnant, she wouldn't be Pirsanida. So Moshe says, even though in Yom Kamonim it was more common that a woman could see dam even once she's Muberes, nowadays the science is that that's no longer the case. So in theory, you could argue that there's no need for Avchana. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe says you still should wait because of a low plug. Why? Shelachena dagam rivava sheyesh laharos kevasei shemistaber time of alamatina mishacholik alav shevigereshin eskayer who the ishto shalaka chayotze b'Yisrael lo gazur kishalaka chashash avchana yesh lahakel gam bepirasanida. So he says that the dagam rivava thinks is correct, and in a case of Laka Kavasa Bisrael, Laka Kavasa Bisrael, you could be Mekel. Rav Moshe says, even though in principle he thinks the extension is correct, in principle, based on the dogma of Avi, you could be Mako, he still writes that all things being equal, if it's possible to do Avchana, better to do it anyway. But if that poses a difficulty, then you could be Mako. Then Rav Moshe has another tshuva. Chela Gimel Yardei Simen Kuf Yud. Chela Gimel Yardei Simen Kuf Yud. So there he's talking about a Jewish man who is married to a non-Jewish woman, and the non-Jewish woman converts. So he said, you could have argued that where this woman is a Mesulekas Damim, so she's postmenopausal. So you could have argued that in this case also you could be Mekel, not to require a Chana, like the Dogma Revava. The Dogma Revava is talking about a case where two non-Jews convert who are married together, married to each other. So that's Laka Kamosa Bisal. You don't have a parallel case of Havchana when it comes to Jews, of two non-Jews converting together. They could argue also that there's no parallel case by Jews if you have a non-Jew married to a Jew who's converting to him. That's not parallel to the standard case of a Grusha. Rav Moshe says, even though you could have argued that, but if you're going to be Mekel not to require of Chana, it's going to be Chote Niska. You're going to be rewarding this Jewish husband for being married to a non-Jewish woman. Why? That if the non-Jewish woman would want to marry another Jew, so then we'd require Avchana because she was previously married to someone else, and that's Ikur Kavos Bisrael. That's the standard case of Avchana, where you leave one husband for another husband. So you're going to tell me that if she wants to marry someone else, we would require Avchana, but if she marries this guy that she's married to Be'isser, then you don't require Avchana? So Moshe writes, that sounds like Chote Niskar. There is another factor to consider when it comes to these matters as well, and that's what some refer to colloquially as hafrasha. That aside from the technical requirement of havchana, but in a situation where you have a Jew who's living together be'isser, involved in a relationship with maybe civilly married to a non-Jew, and the non-Jewish woman is converting, so you want to see that she's sincere in the Geirus process independent of the relationship. She's not just converting to stay married to this guy. So even if you have a technical way out of Havchana, but there's still value, the Bezdin wants to see that the couple, that she's independently interested in converting without him, and that could be demonstrated to some extent by having a proper Havchana. Moshe discusses elsewhere the possibility of relying on a pregnancy test where circumstances warrant that to allow kulas when it comes to Havchana, if that would be the functional equivalent of a Misalekas Damim or a Muberes, that if you have a medical, not just a do it yourself pregnancy test, but a proper blood pregnancy test right before the Geirus, so that definitively establishes that the woman is not pregnant, so that would be the functional equivalent of Pirsanita or Muberes or Musalakas Damim, that in the case of Geir v'Giyorish and his guy Ru Yachad, if you're Mekel at the Dogma Rav, in those cases you could be Mekel even if they're younger with a pregnancy test as well. So our general mahalach when it comes to matters of Havchana is to, the default is we require Havchana. Where you have a couple living together and there are difficulties posed by requiring absolute Havchana, let's say in a case where there are little children at home and if one of them were to move out for 3 months, that would pose difficulty for the kids. So then we're inclined to be Mekel to rely on a pregnancy test and not insist on Havchana. that's our official position, which is mostly based on Rav Schwartz's shittas on this matter. Although he would recommend, even in that case, they should sleep in separate bedrooms if that's possible for those 3 months. Rabbi Willig and Rav Schachter, Be'etzem, tend to be more makel on Afghan issues, that given that there's no way of policing what people do, so ultimately you're going to have to end up relying on the pregnancy test anyway, and there's more latitude to be makel when necessary. The other question that's discussed is, does the Afghan have to be after the Geirus, or can the Afghan even be before the Geirus? So most poskim assume that it doesn't have to be after the Geirus, you could have the Afghan before just as well. And that also provides the hafrasha element that we discussed as well. So if you have the Havchana for 3 months before the Geirus, then you don't need another 3 months after the Geirus. Rav Eliashiv has this in a very brief line in the tshuva. I believe it's Chelik Aleph, Chelik Besim, and Nun Ches in Kovetz Tshuvas. I think Rav Vosner is not of this opinion, but my sense is that the general consensus among poskim is that we're makel to have Havchana before, just as well as after. Okay, final topic I want to discuss is Tvilas Kalim and Hefshur Kalim for Ger Shenis Geir. So someone is Megayir, so do they have to take all their Kalim with them to the mikvah and betovel them after the Geiris? Rav Ozner writes, Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalet Simin Sadi Beis Oz Beis. Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalet Simin Sadi Beis Oz Beis. Simin Sadi Beis Oz Beis. Question is this the same? The standard case of Tfilas Kalim, Klei Midyan, is you buy a Kli from an Achri, then you have to be Tovel it. So how critical to that requirement is the buying of the Kli from an Achri, the acquiring of the Kli from an Achri to be Tovel? What if, in this case, you're not acquiring it from an Achri, you are an Achri, now you become Yisrael? So is that analogous enough to Klei Midyan that would require Tfila as well? So Rav Ozner assumes that it doesn't have to be that doing the Kli Midyan that you have to actually buy it. That's not what's critical. So as long as originally you have Kalim that were Bishus HaNachri, and now they're Bishus Yisrael, even if it's the same person who was a Nachri before in the Yisrael now, that would require Tfilas Kalim. Tzitz Eliezer discusses this in Chelik Ches Simin Yotes. Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Ches Simin Yotes. So he assumes as a bottom line that you should be tovel without a bracha. See, since you definitely require tefillas kelim, he quotes the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva Yerodeya Simen Kuf Kaf Sifkatan Dalet. Excuse me, Simen Kuf Kaf Sifkatan Dalet. Quotes him a Sefer Chadrei Deya, who leaves us with a Tzarachian. He says we don't really find it discussed so much in earlier sources. So he leaves that with a tzarachia. So yes, it says, bottom line, you should be tovel without a bracha. And that's a psak in the Sefer Tfilas Kalim Kilcha, Sefer Tfilas Kalim from Tzvikon Ibn Ebrach, classic Kitzur Sefer and Tfilas Kalim, the end of Perek Gimel, to be tovel without a bracha. He quotes that from Dayan Grossness of London as well. They do quote an interesting statement to the Shemi Shmuel in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, that the Shemi Shmuel said, apparently, name of his father, that a Nachri who converts doesn't have to be Tovel Kalim because his own Tefillah covers the Kalim also. How does that work? So there are Lashonos in the Rishonim in the Tefillah Kalim Sugya, the Rashba, the Ritva, that the Tefillah Kalim works in a way that's analogous to Tefillah Geirim, just like Tefillah Geirim is Motzi from the status of Gius and his Machnas of Kedushas Yisrael. The Tefillah Kalim also removes a certain status of Gius and his Machnas of Kedushas Yisrael. But how does that translate into this notion that if the Geir is Tovel, then that pastures the Kalim is Gila the Kalim Tovel Lofer? Rav Schachter told me that when the current Sakat Shavu Rebbe came to visit here a number of years ago, he asked the current Sakat Shavu Rebbe that question, what's the Shem Shmuel Shmoli Abnei Nezer, and he didn't have a good answer. Rav Sturmbach, Shuas van Helgos Chelik Aleph Simen Taf Nem Tes, Chelek Aleph Siman Taf Mem Tes notes the Shaila. He thinks also that you should be tovel without a bracha. He says he had the following Shaila once. That there was a girl who was being begayer, and before the geirus she was living with her father, he wasn't Jewish. And now that she's megayer, she's moving out to her own house. So there he thought that he should be tovu with a bracha, because there it's actually more analogous to being lokeach kelim from an achri. Till now, the kelim were basically her father's, so she was living in her father's house. Whatever she had was her father's. And now she's moving out and taking the kelim with her, so now they become hers. So that's more analogous to lokeach than an achri. So Rosh Tzomer said in that case, he paskin that she should be tovu that less, the kelim, Mapil Kalim, with a bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the current chief rabbi, in his Klalei Hagiur, page Kuflamid, is machmir when it comes to clay matzvos. If you have a metal utensil, he says that the ger should be tovel, because most Rishonim assume that tefilas kalim with metal utensils are deraisa, as opposed to glass, which may only be derabbanan. So he thinks that you should be machmir for metal and not for glass. And the Sefer Mishpat Geirin, the new Sefer that came out, Perek Yizayin, he quotes a suggestion from the Sefer Otsar Piskei Geirin that you should get out of the suffix about a bracha by buying. You go to the mikvah, you're megayer. Now the Gershon Iskayer should go to the hardware store and buy a kli matzis from an achri, and then that he could say bracha on, and then all the other kelim he has to be told will be covered by the bracha on the cleat that he just bought, that definitely requires tefillah. So if you're going to say that, then you could just as well arrange to have another Yisrael who has to be tovel a cleat, be tovel his kelim at the same time. You could be also with his bracha. The point is, he thinks that you can set it up that there's a way to avoid the safi bracha shale by being yotze either with someone else's bracha or what he says, to have a cleat that's vade chayiv, that you can make a bracha on yourself. Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher Chela Gimel Simen Samach Vav, Shuvah Minchas Asher Chela Gimel Simen Samach Vav, I think this was printed originally in Tchumin. He thinks that you don't need tefillah at all. Why? Because the Rishonim don't talk about it. So if the Rishonim never discussed it, then can't be that there's a requirement of a tefillah scale. Otherwise, someone should have said so earlier. I could have argued that maybe it's Pasha that you do require it, and that's why no one said it earlier. So why is Stimus HaRishonim Makriya one way or another? That's what he says, that he's into that perspective in Sak in many areas. That idea that if something's not discussed earlier, it can't be. And he thinks the reason is what we started with, that it's not Dumya de Klaimidyan, that it's not that you're buying it from someone else, and therefore there's no requirement for tefillah even without a bracha. Again, most poskim assume that you do require tefillah kelim without a bracha, or be without a bracha, by a ger shenisgayer. Rav Asher disagrees. He quotes there, Rav Yoshev also is quoted as being machmir to require tefillah. That's the general consensus of the poskim, that tefillah is required. What about hechsher kelim? What about doing hagala? Why would you need hagala for bishalakum? Till now, so let's say whatever you hold about tefillas kelim, so he was using his pots and pans for non-kosher food, so you should require hechsher kelim from bishalakum. So in the sefer mishpat geirim there, that's what he passing, that you have to be magil all the kelim as well. Rav Shechter says no. Because anyway, it's a machlokas rishonim in 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sifta Zayin, whether Bishalakum asks kelim anyway. The stam, you have an achri cook in your pots and pans. Do you have to then be magil the pots and pans? Does that require extra kelim? So that's the machlokas rishonim. That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So Rosh Hashanah said, in general, by regular case of Bishalakum, we're machmir. That does require, but given that the whole reason for Bishalakum is a chashash chasinus, you're worried if you're going to eat from the Nachri's cooking, then you may come to marry his daughter. As Rabbi Rapp likes to point out in this context, we're not worried that you're going to marry yourself. So you cooked food that morning, now you go to the mikveh, now you're Jewish. So that's also because of Bishul Akum, we're worried you're not going to marry yourself. There's no Chashash Kasanis. So that's where Shechter thinks that there's no need for Hechsher Kalim. By Gerson Nisdai, even though Tfilas Kalim we do require without a bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up from Mitzvah Hashem with Ishus on the, I guess, day after Shavuos is Tuesday, I won't be here, so Wednesday. The next year will be next Wednesday, Mitzvah Hashem. So I'm assuming Wednesday, Thursday of next week, and the following week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
Was it again?
Wednesday, Thursday. And then or maybe even Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, if people are around on Sunday.
Oof.
No?
Push.
It's a push? Okay.
This is not
enough time. I'm sorry? I'd like to get six shiurim. Are you here the week after?
I'm here.
You're
like
here?
Six shiurim.
Of Isha Sin.
Oh, that's it?
Well, then it's the summer.